dude, how does this look? Okay. I ask this man every time. Okay. I'm in an insane asylum is what it looks like.
Well, a lot of white walls. Dude, Nick,
tell me what the hell? Why are you breathing like that,
buddy? The struggle is real. I think it might be Craig too, but
why would you guys not save this? Someone just no, do we're an recording. Intro. Oh, okay.
We are recording. Jesus Christ, Craig! You fucking dictator. Relax.
Craig's gone full director mode on us.
Oh my God, King John Craig. Okay, Nick, tell me.
No, I haven't really drank like that in a long time. Probably since last New Year's, essentially, this whole holiday thing. You know, we did presents in the morning, had family friends over for brunch, and then just never slowed down until like 2 a.m. Yeah. Finally passed out.
On Christmas?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Who's going? I was in the mood. But I don't know. I was just finally relaxed.
Yeah, that's great. No, man. Let your hair down.
We opened up some champagne for, you know, Christmas gifts and such. And so, like, I had, like, a little bit of a buzz going at, like, 12:30, right? But then, you know, after gifts and stuff, it, like, dipped down. And then... we all took a nap basically at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we woke back up. It's like, all right, who wants a glass of eggnog? So that's like kind of how our Christmas goes.
Nice.
Did you do 2 Christmases, Craig?
No. Well, I went to my grandfather's today. We always do my grandfather's the day after Christmas with all my cousins on my dad's side. So that's fun. Still kicking at 89. He's an awesome.
No, that's great. Yeah. Well, I had a drink after having to throw away our Christmas tree. So
yeah, that was crazy. What happened? I saw you taking ornaments off your Christmas tree.
Yeah,
I thought you guys were like kidding, but
no.
I
realized.
Yeah, dude. What was that about?
Tree aphids in our tree, and usually they're dead. So you shake the tree before you get it. And they're supposed to wash it when they ship the trees, but apparently they didn't on this one. And those little effers were still alive. And my mom saw some crawling up a wall and she was like, nope, it's going out of here. And 2 days before Christmas, of course.
What's it called, by the way?
They're Christmas tree aphids. They look like little ticks, essentially.
Yeah, they suck to have in your garden.
Yeah, there's like 1,000 of them.
I saw you. Well, I saw you posting that and I had the same reaction as Craig. I was like, what is Nick doing?
Yeah. I thought you actually take your Christmas tree down at like the end of, I don't know. I didn't know what you were doing.
It's like bed bugs. You have to like burn your mattress. Did you guys take it outside and burn it, Nick? Or did you just toss it on the side of the road?
No, it's sitting next to my burn pile right now. It's going to make a good burn here later this week.
Well,
it's been raining here for 3 days. Cool. So.
Of course it is, Nick.
I always thought until you told me that they shake the trees to get all the dead growth off. But I always like last time I went to a Christmas tree farm and when they shook it, I was like, that just seems such overkill. Like they shook the absolute hell out of it where I thought they were actually shaking off good needles. And now, which a lot of people out there probably don't know, they shake that tree for bugs.
Oh, yeah. It's not just the dead
branches. I didn't know that either. Do they just fall off when you shake it, Nick?
Well, usually a lot of times they're dead because, you know, they get treated and everything. Like they're not supposed to, all the ones that are on these farms get like, they're supposed to be treated for bugs like that. And this time it just was not. This is the first time I've ever seen it happen. My aunt messaged me. She goes, yeah, that happened to us 1 year, but we just vacuumed them up because they're already dead. These guys were still like kicking. And then they lay eggs in the tree and then they just keep going, going, going. So it's like, see ya. Merry Christmas, little guys. Get out of here.
That would break my Christmas spirit. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if I'd get a backup tree. I'd be like, okay. And I'm officially switching over to a fake Christmas tree from here on out, because I think that would break me. I'd be like, oh man, I have it all set up. It's all beautiful. It makes me happy. And then if I saw these little aphids, yeah. I'd be like, okay, man, no more. I'm getting a fake tree. So I applaud Delaney, you for.
Yeah. My friend Delaney had a little 3-foot tree in New York City, like a fake tree. And she got a little Christmas tree scented candle from STS and made it smell. She said it was the happiest thing. She would just walk in and her house would smell like her studio apartment would smell like a Christmas tree.
Oh, that's awesome.
But like, because I didn't get one this year. I did get into the Christmas spirit when I was shopping for groceries on the 22nd. And then Christmas Eve, I went to the Christmas on the 22nd. I got so angry. I have forbidden my mother forever asking me to go to a certain grocery store again, because I had to go to a big grocery store. And I was like, I'm never, completely overreaction, but I was like, I'm never going there again. Everyone was miserable. It's a whole bunch of transplants. And so like this grocery store that is not the one that I like, everyone from like New York and New Jersey that has moved here goes to, and everyone was just unhappy and angry, and it was just packed. So on Christmas Eve, I went to my redneck grocery store. I was very happy and peaceful, but
yeah,
anyway, I was in the Christmas spirit as soon as I got home.
Do you go grocery shopping, Craig, or do you just use, you know, Instacart and things like that?
See, when I'm in Delaware, I go grocery shopping. I don't even know if we have, I think we just got Instacart, but like I still live in kind of a laid back place. So like I love going to the grocery store.
The grocery store is a big and scary place. I mean, I am walking aisle to aisle, and I don't do it often, except for, just like you said, when I come home for the holidays, there is a huge Harris Teeter right in, you know, the shopping center. And yes, a whole bunch of transplants, Craig. I mean, a whole bunch of transplants, and people are stressed, and, you know, they're fighting over that last little can of cranberries or whatever it is, that last, you know, six pack of Sam Adams, Trop Hop, and, you know, everyone. So I try to avoid it like the plague, but I end up going, because it's like a 7-minute car ride, I end up going to the grocery store like 5 times, because my mom's like, ooh, Austin, I would really appreciate it if you could run out and just grab some more, potatoes or parsley, and I end up just taking these little trips and grocery stores.
I'm allowing myself to eat sweets on this trip, even though I break them into multiple pieces on the cookie plate and only to eat them eventually all. But peanut butter fudge, peanut butter cookies with chocolate in them, and chocolate chip cookies. Made a whole pumpkin pie last night. My sugar intake is up.
I've gained like 15
pounds. Did you just say that you ate a whole pumpkin pie last night, or you made a pumpkin pie?
No, I made one.
So my little sister loves to make sugar cookies. My mom makes these macaroons. So literally prior to jumping on here, I had 4 cookies, and I even told them, I was like, I don't eat sweets like this. I really don't. And I guess that I'm just telling myself. Yeah, I did not. I mean, Craig, I have really, really gone freaking overboard with it, and I can't stop. They're so good. And now like I see one, I snag it, and I pop it, and I'm like, and then one turns to 2, and then I walk away, and then I come walking back. I'm like, this is bad. This is why I don't have sweets in my house. But I'm trying not to guilt myself too much about it, because it's the holidays, and I want to eat the cookies that my family's making.
We have a drawer in our pantry that has different chocolate covered almonds in it right now, and that's what I grabbed a handful of on the way up.
Also, do you have the mannerisms, Craig, of your mom or your dad?
I have the smile of my mom.
Okay.
I get my dramatics from my dad, even though he refuses to admit it. He's the dramatic one. I mean, I'm starting to see myself just more and more in him. And I'm like, oh, I can't even be mad at what he's doing because that's what you do. Like, but then I'm like,
isn't okay, that so funny?
I'm like, I see that I need to like be a little more patient with certain scenarios, but like, you know, he'll gasp or like, you know, make like a loud noise and be like, Jesus, you know, and I'm like, what the fuck possibly just happened? He's like, the Ravens, like, you know.
And dad, what? Yeah, no, it is crazy that I see myself more and more in my dad. Every time that we hang out, I mean, just mannerisms like crazy. And it frightens me almost. I mean, not that he's not a wonderful man, but it is like, oh my gosh, I am my father's son. And I just see so many things kind of like that, Craig, you know, just little things. And I'm like, what, dad, like... He cries.
Yeah, but you get
the littlest things, and I cry the littlest things. I mean, it is, and like I see like myself doing it. I'm from, like, stop it. I'm like, from, stop it.
The daddy's home too. When you see each other, you just start crying. Nate, and then the little girl goes to shoot.
I mean, kind of.
They're like, name it. She won't shoot it if they name it.
Oh my gosh, that's right. That's exactly right. Oh man, so that just cracks me up. So coming home,
yeah, mine is like when he's driving or like if he like reacts to something, you know, forgetting something, like it's his reactions are my reactions, and I'm like, oh man,
absolutely,
I can't even get mad, like, because I'll be like, why are you acting like that? I'll be like, but that's exactly what I do,
and okay. That is exactly right. That is exactly right. And I feel like if I ask him something and I'm like, dad, why are you reacting like that? And then I'll find out that he asks me, you know, the same thing about me. And I'm like, dad, because we're the same person. We are the same person. We have the same mannerisms. We get, you know, teary-eyed at the same things. We get annoyed at the same things. We make the same, you know, reactions. See, and it's hilarious.
We got along great, but we butt head. Like, we argued a lot, but it's because I think we were the same person. Like, I come, like, I'm very, very similar to my dad. So he saw, like, through, you know, like, all the bullshit or arguing or tricks of the trade. And, like, and then my brother is definitely my mom's, like, son. I mean, he's got traits from both of them, but he's, like, very disciplined and regimented and, you know, responsible.
Yeah. I wish I got more of my mom.
My mom is so nice. She goes, she throws a big Christmas / birthday party for my brother on the 23rd every year. And like, she was trying to get ready and she was just stressing in the kitchen. And I was like doing, like, I was just like, just chill. Like, I'll go, like, get, everything's going to work. Like, I will go to the store and get that before. And she's like, Craig, you know that I don't deal with stressful situations as well as you do. And so this is my process. Or she like gave me, like, she was just the most articulate word. She was like, Craig, I don't deal with like stress or, but she made it funny as in like, you just don't like, I don't know. It was cute. But she's like, please just, she like, basically I can do, you know, I work well with my back against the wall. I try not to be there anymore, but like my best papers were written the night before.
Oh, you were one of those, of course. Of course
you weren't,
Craig. No, hell no. I mean, I certainly was like a working under pressure kind of, like, I really, really wanted to wait until like the last kind of minute so I could, like, because then like it forces you to focus, right? And then like you really get the best out of yourself in that, like, you know, 4, 5, 6 hour time frame, because you're like, you have to do this, like, your back is against the wall. But in middle school and stuff, I mean, I certainly had those friends that would do their projects the night before and get an A, and I would work for like a month straight on mine and get like a B+, you know. And I was like, what the hell, man, how come Ryan, you know, did this overnight? And my mom was like, that's just, you know, I think that was her way of being like, you're just stupid.
No, I started to get annoyed because I was like, damn, if I would have just read this paper one time after, like, did a revision, it would have been great. Anyway, wait, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Pills and Beer Besties. This is one of our last and final podcast broadcast from 2023. Just catching up on Christmas traditions. Austin, have you clicked on the link to see the picture yet? Because you are, let me see you see your reaction first, but you are Zach from Wedding Crashers today.
And Zach,
you are wearing his his outfit from that movie.
Very, very nice. Zach, played by Bradley Cooper on Wedding Crashers. I'll take it all day, every day. That's funny. I haven't worn a rugby in ages, but I leave clothes at my parents' house on purpose so that I don't have to pack so much when I leave Charleston. And so I have all sorts of sweaters and button downs and this rugby, you know, hanging up out here. And I saw it, and Katie saw it too. And she was like, "I really like that shirt." And I was like, "I'm wearing it today." But
I love it. I thought it was Christmas.
I love the illusion.
Present. This is a Christmas sweater.
Yeah, no, it's not a Christmas present. But speaking of, I want to ask each of you, because I have a video that I want to show you from my dad's reaction to the golf trip that I told you guys about. And so I want to ask each of you, what was your favorite gift that you gave to one of your family members? Or, you know, what was like a favorite, you know, reaction from one of the gifts that you gave? Because I'm going to show a reaction video.
Nick?
I don't know. I guess it wasn't my gift that I gave, but my littlest sister got my middle sister one of those custom shirts with all like pictures of her dog on it with dumb faces and like lightning coming down. And it was just super funny. We all just started laughing at it. So that I think was the best reaction.
Those are the best kinds of gifts.
Yeah.
Those are the best kinds of gifts where it's like, you know, it probably cost her like $50 to make those pajamas, but it made everybody laugh. And next Christmas, you better believe that she's going to be wearing those pajamas. You know, love that.
100%.
Christopher's fiance got me. I like started to open it, and it was a photo from a photo shoot I did in my kitchen for SDS with like a cooking apron and spatula. And I was like, "What is this?" And it was a cookbook for like me to write in with my like picture on the front, which I thought was very thoughtful. It's like a recipe.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Did it include prompts or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, structured like a journal. You know, it's like ingredients, time, cook, steps. And I was like, wait, this could put me on my like little cookbook journey path.
That's nice actually a great and thoughtful gift. Talk about something to prompt you to write down all of your all of your recipes, Craig.
And then I was most excited to give my dad his softball bat.
What did he say about it?
He thinks it's great. Like, he was a little speechless with it, but I think it's a tournament bat, which means that you can only use it. Like, they do like train for the Olympics and stuff for the old men softball, but I think he can only use the bat I got him during tournaments.
Craig bought his bat. Craig fucking bought his dad like a corked bat. And he's just jacking homers.
No, I mean, that's literally what it is. He was like, "You can't really use this unless it's a tournament." So I was like, "Well, at least you have a tournament bat now."
That's funny. Thoughtful gift.
And then my mom, I gave my mom something for their new house in Charleston. It won't ruin the story that I'm not giving you all the details, but it's funny because she has a computer station at the house in Charleston and a computer station here. And I had Anna Hayward take a picture of something that I'm giving them for like the new house. And it was sitting next to the computer and she was so confused. And so she's like turning this picture of like that's in their new kitchen at the new house. And I was like, "Mom, like, where is that?" And she's like, it's in the other room. Like, why did you take a picture of the other room?" But she was trying to be so nice and sweet about it. And I was like, "Is that in this house?" And then she like realized, she was like, "Oh my God, that's the Charleston house." And then she was like, "Oh my God." She was like, "Oh." And so that was my favorite reaction that I should have filmed.
You should have. You should have told your brother or someone to film it.
Yeah. I don't get that great of reactions usually. So that was my favorite. But what did you? What was yours?
Yeah. So I've said this in the podcast before. I gifted my dad a trip to Pebble Beach in next summer, and what I did was that we had friends of ours come over on the 22nd, and when they were here, they are actually the people that are going to round out the foursome. And so I had them make a video to announce that they were also coming. Oh, and so this idea. Is the video. And so this is a video of me showing my dad the video of them saying that they're coming. And Katie captured it. So let me turn it up. I mean,
that's cool. You had the friends coming. You hadn't told us that part, or I don't remember.
Well, wait.
That's great.
Look at them. It's pretty cool. It was pretty cool, and I'm glad it worked out the way that it did. And so that was cool. That was awesome to just see the pure and utter freaking happiness. And that is what I'm talking about with my dad, where I have that same gene where I can't help it. If someone does something, I'm like, don't cry. Oh God, here it comes. Like, it's just a quick little snap cry. And my dad is like the king of it. And I'm not as on a dime as him, but it's definitely a gene or a trait of mine. It's funny.
Who do you feel like you slighted this year?
Well, if I'm being honest, that was my only gift to my dad.
Yeah, that was a good gift.
Yeah. And I feel so, I mean, my sister was over the moon. I got her a bunch of travel stuff. My mother was over the moon as well. No, I don't feel like I slighted them, right? Like in years past, I just want them to open things, which by the way, I gifted my mom and sister one of your candles in each of their stockings. And we promptly lit my mom's candle. And they were just happy. And we kind of didn't go overboard this year, which I'm really happy about. So.
Yeah, I didn't.
My mom framed me some cool things.
I feel bad about I got my brother sneakers for his birthday present from Oregon, which was cool. But I got him like a wallet, but it was the wrong style wallet because I didn't know what kind of wallet he used. So I got him a card holder, and like he definitely didn't like it, which is fine because I think my dad's gonna use it. But I was like, I just wish I would have. Like Chris was the one that I want to. Like I want to give him something great, and then I just always like push it off. But the reason is I did everyone else so like better than I have in other years, and like I don't know. I did everyone else's presents the best I ever have, but he was still lackluster. So I figure out a way to make it up to him.
I definitely feel that.
I want him to feel like loved, you know.
I've done that before.
Like, I want him to know that I appreciate him, but it's tough sometimes. Because you assume that they know how you think about him, or they know how you, like, talk about him, but then you're like, yeah, but do they? Because he's, like, and he's so, like, responsible and, like, probably has his presents done in, like, October that to him he probably doesn't. Like, I don't want him to be like, if Craig cared, he would have got me something. Like, he would have prepared for this.
There's no way, man. There's no way. There's no way that he thinks that way. But I definitely feel you, because in years past, I've had to gift my sister things where I'm like, it's coming on the 28th. I'm sorry. And so this year, like, I made sure that didn't happen. I was like, no, I'm ordering these things prior to Thanksgiving. They're all going to be here so that you can actually physically open a gift, because I've done that before where it's like, here's an IOU for Christmas 2024. Sorry, I didn't do so good this year.
No,
love you, though.
I get it. Nick, what did you get this year? What was your cool notable present?
My normal Legos that I get every year. I moved up in the world. I got 18 and up Legos. I got the Hogwarts Castle.
That. Yeah, I did. I saw that.
Oh, the Hogwarts Castle.
Oh, yeah. So it's like 2700 pieces in there? Or something. I don't know. I gotta look.
Is
at
Voldemort
who's in there, but it's got like all. It's got like the. Yeah. It's small. I gotta build it. It's like the one step below the big one. So the next size up is like $800. And I was like, yeah, I don't need that one.
Oh my gosh!
Nick, man, really? how many Lego sets do you have?
I get one every year for Christmas, and obviously I had a bunch as a kid. So a lot of them are in boxes though. But currently out, I have like four, and they're all Harry Potter stuff. But this is like the actual like castle. So
save me the Voldemort piece.
This one's got 2,700 pieces.
What's a normal Lego set?
Anywhere from, you know, 200 something to 400 something. So I'm excited. I love doing it. It's mindless. It's great for like a rainy day kind of thing. If I don't want to do anything, just put on a movie.
Do you have the Millennium Falcon, Nick?
I do not. I take that back. I think I do, but I got it like years ago, like when I was 10, I think. I've mainly just been Harry Potter the past 10, 15 years. But the big gift that I meant.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say the big gift that we got my mom, that unbeknownst known to me, is she's always wanted to go to Boston. So since we actually have a day off in between Boston and Philly, she's always wanted to see our show. We're flying her up to Boston. So she's going to hang out with me for a couple days. We're going to see like the city and everything. She's going to come to our show in Boston.
That's awesome.
When's she coming?
Her up and everything.
When are you going to Boston?
We're flying up in the morning and then flying to Philly I'm flying to Philly on Saturday.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Nice, man. Talk about turning our podcast trip into a fun, you know, mother son trip. I love that, man. Well,
we would love to have her. That's awesome. My brain just jumped to something that I was excited about.
Did mine. Mine jumped to like
I'm excited
things.
About this new fucking Civil War movie. I don't know what much about it, but like I'm pumped. And I don't know why, but like I'm very proud to live in the district of the country that would fuck everyone else up.
Oh, please. You guys wouldn't stand a chance with us Appalachians.
There's no logic in that. If you broke the U.S. into districts, the Southeast would fucking roll.
What's the Civil War?
It's like just some new movie that's like coming out. It's like that. It's just kind of in the same, you know, realm of that, like world hits, you know, shit hits the fan.
So
yeah, but except there's like action.
Yes.
I just watched the new Hunger Game movies last night with the family. And basically what I realized is that you're supposed to, you know, the districts kind of represent. No. But the districts kind of represent the map of the U.S. And if you go to District 12, where Katniss is from, it's like the Southeast, kind of like what you're saying, Craig.
Really?
So if you think about it like that, when you watch it, so my sister was telling me that, and I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, District 12 is supposed to be like, and she kept on saying Appalachia area. And I was like, that is like North and South fucking Carolina and the Virginias. And then she was like, yeah. And then she was like, you mean like, you notice the twang in their voice and this and that. And
Nick, you might be included in ours. You would be right on the border. I mean, obviously,
he would be.
That would be a chance. Yeah.
Very close.
We'd be the guerrilla fighters.
That just depends if Nick is actually from West Virginia or if he's from Virginia.
I'm from Virginia. And I can look outside and see the mountains. So,
Nick will take you.
I did something crazy with that movie.
What, the Hunger Games or the Civil War movie?
Yeah. No, the new Hunger Games. I pulled a wild move.
You take a gummy?
What does that even mean?
So I was flying home, downloading.
That's not a wild move, Nick.
On my Mac. No, that's awesome. I was on my flight back. I made the decision in the airport that, sure, in theory, it'd be cool to watch with Paige, but I didn't care that much. And I said, I'm watching it. And if she wants to watch it, then I'll lie to her. So I was like, I made the decision that it's going to be my airplane movie. Watched 3/4 of it. 65%, got home to my parents, got all cozy. My mood instantly changes into like happy Christmas. The whole house is lit up. And I go to Apple TV to continue it. And I was like, I just don't feel it. Like, I'm going to read this instead. And so I got on my phone and read the entire outline of the movie. And
oh, I do that all the time, by the way, Craig. You're not alone there.
Craig, you read the spoiler for it?
I read the brief of it.
The spark.
Because I was like, I just was like, I have a feeling I'm not going to be able to handle this. I fell too hard for the girl character and him, like their story. And I was like, I know that he's a bad guy.
He says her name like 1,000 times. He says her name like 1,000 times.
No spoilers, but
Lucy Gray.
Yeah, so that's not a spoiler. I'm just telling you that I thought was going to happen.
Okay, I'm so glad that you said that, Craig, because I have to tell you something that happened to me as well in that exact same situation. So I started to watch the movie Saltburn. Okay. It is fucking wild. Okay. I watched 3 fucking quarters of it. And then, you know, something happened. I had to pause it and this and that. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get in bed later tonight and watch it. After all of like a day of Christmas cheer and it was wonderful and we were hanging out with families and, you know, basically, you know, drinking eggnog and being as festive as possible, I get in bed. The last quarter of that movie is super fucking dark. And I immediately was like, oh my God, I'm terrified. I couldn't go to sleep until like 3 o'clock. It is It is such a wild movie. Like, I finished watching it at like 12:30 and my whole fucking headspace just changed. I was like, why did I just do that to myself? It is a very interesting movie, and the girls out there that haven't seen it, I know that you've all heard of it because Jacob Elordi is like, you know, on like, you know, the hotness pole, and all girls out there love him. And okay, I'm gonna try to explain it, and for all the besties out there that have seen it, like, tell me how I explain this movie. I'm gonna try to land the plane too. So Jacob Elordi is basically like a lord. Okay. They go to Oxford, right? On, you know, the social ranking, he is like the cool kid. Yeah. He gets all the chicks. Everyone wants to be his friend. He's super nice. He's super, you know, handsome, of course. And he's, and then there's this other kid who basically comes in as a, financial aid, right? And so he comes in on, you know, financial aid. He's not cool. He's not anything. He's just like a dude, you know, and for some reason, Jacob Elordi's character, Felix, wants to become friends with him. And so they become friends and he basically becomes like his, like, you know, favorite pet. And so he's like, hey, summer break, let's go to my castle. The castle's name is Saltburn. And they're very British, you know, they're all very, very British. And so he goes out to the castle and just kind of sees how that half lives. But then you realize that all the things that, like, the kid that goes to visit the castle has said is not entirely true. And then you're like, wait, what in the hell? And everything just begins to spiral. And it is, I mean, dude, there is a scene, and this is not a spoiler because it's been popping up on TikTok a lot. So Jacob Elordi, Felix, is taking a bath, right? And he leaves the bath to go to bed. And as he leaves, the other character walks into the bathtub, Craig, gets on his hands and knees and drinks his bath water before it finishes going down the tub. And it is a jaw drop moment. It has begun to make its rounds on TikTok and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. What if Jacob Elordi fucking walks in right now? This is going to be so awkward. And that's kind of how the whole movie is. So he's kind of like obsessed with them. You don't know if it's like a homosexual love or just like an obsession love. It is fucking wild. Fucking wild.
Sounds like a wild ride.
No, it is, man. You have to ask Paige. I'm sure that Paige has seen it. It just dropped. And
do you think she had as hard of a decision watching that without me as I did the Hunger Games movie?
Craig, she didn't think about it for 1 second before she started watching Saltburn, dude. She was like,
she probably doesn't even know that's a thing. He's like, what? No, just watch the movie.
Or she just knew that Saltburn is not your cup of tea.
Right. Well, guys, it's been great to catch up.
Anybody's cup of tea.
It's been great.
Merry Christmas, besties.
Merry Christmas, besties. We'll see you bright-eyed and bushy-tailed on Thursday.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for checking in with us, and much love.